Blog Talk Radio.
All praise the magnificent name of the Lord. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Phase 2, Wednesday Fresh Fruits. God bless. Let's go between beyond those doors and enjoy the service.
Joy? Yeah. You go against everything that is in the fruits of the Spirit. Would you try to make people miss their blessings? Absolutely. You wouldn't want them to be blessed. Would you try to divide and conquer? Absolutely. Would you try to bruise and wound God's people? Absolutely. And frustrate God's people, those around you? Yes, absolutely. Would you try to tear them down in any way you could? Absolutely. Would you try to bring jealousy in the church? Absolutely. Jealousy on the prayer line? Absolutely. Would you bring hatred and strife anywhere God is working and moving? Absolutely. If you were the enemy and you were thinking like he thinks, would you bring discouragement? Absolutely. What about habits and gossiping? Absolutely. Would you accuse people in a false way? Absolutely. Would you try to discourage people from being on this line, knowing that this line is a line of miracles and God is blessed? Absolutely. Absolutely. Would you try to get people to admire worldly things rather than the things of God and the people of God? Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. You try to think that way. It'd be like that for example, for a woman. A woman, if she were praying, asking God for a husband, Lord, give me a husband, the enemy would be trying to have her to find tall, dark, and handsome man, when that may not be her soulmate. Yeah, the enemy would try to do that, get her to focus in her eyes something beautiful to the eyes rather than something that would be good for her and good for her life, because he doesn't want her to have happiness. That tall, dark, handsome man may come home after, he may act right for 30 days, but after 30 days or 2 months, he may be the one who beats her nightly. Never will forget a funny story. This man was engaged to this woman. I'm going to have to close with this because I'll deal with this tomorrow. But this man was engaged to this woman, and he came over to her house, and his name was Johnny, And Johnny came over and he said, baby, I just got to tell you something. She said, what is it, Johnny? She said, I'm scared to tell you because, you know, we're supposed to get married here and you may break off the engagement. She said, oh, no, Johnny, we can work through it. Ain't nothing going to make me break off the engagement. I love you, Johnny. He said, well, I got to tell you something, and I've been holding back from you. She said, what is it, honey? What is it? He said, I don't want to tell you. Come on, tell me. So finally she convinced him. And he said, well, I've been in prison. She said, oh, no. See, there, I told you wouldn't want to marry me. No, I love you, honey. I want to marry you. Oh, how long were you in there? She said, I was in there for 2 years. Well, I know you wouldn't marry me when I told you. I knew it. Yes, I will. We're going to get married, honey. You know, for better or for worse, we're going to get married and we're going to love each other. He said, oh, I'm so relieved. I finally told you. Oh, thank God, I told you. And then when he got ready to leave, she said, Johnny? He said, what is it, honey? He said, well, can you tell me one thing? He said, what is it? What were you in prison for? He said, wife beating? You got to know the mindset of the enemy. Would you bring discouragement? Would you bring all kinds of things to a person's life to make them go down? Yes, absolutely. Would you try to get people to admire worldly things rather than things of God? Absolutely. If you were the enemy doing the altar call, what would you do during the altar call? If you were the enemy, try to get people, I talked about this a while ago, but I'm going to say it again, try to get people to walk out while the altar appeal is going on? Absolutely. If you were the enemy, wouldn't you be trying to do that? Yeah, that wouldn't help your kingdom, That would help God's kingdom. And this will get the mind off, the mind of the people off getting saved. I try to get in people, walk out now. This is time. This is time to go to the bathroom. This is time to walk out. Yeah. Because you wouldn't want nobody to get saved. Yeah, this will bring a distraction. See, you got to think, what would the enemy do? When you start thinking like that, what would the enemy do? Or what would you do if you were the enemy? Then you begin to see what's going on in your church. Then you begin to, better, I'm talking about better. Then you begin to see what's going on in your life, much better. Then you begin to see how you're hurting people all around you, much better. Then you begin to see what you shouldn't have done that you did. Then you begin to see how you hurt people. Then you begin to see what the usher should have done that they didn't do because the enemy got into their mind. Then you begin to see what the pastor's aide should have done but they didn't do because it would have blessed the leader of the church. Then you begin to see what the greeter should have done that they didn't do. Then you begin to see all these areas, how the enemy is attacking the young people. When you begin to analyze, what would I do if I were the adversary? You gotta think of what his strategy is. And when you begin to see these things of what he would do, then you know how to fight him much better than what you're doing now. That's all I'm trying to say to you this morning. I'm going to leave it there. I'm coming back tomorrow with this sermon. What would you do if you were the adversary, the devil? That's what the Bible calls him. And I'm going to call him that. All right, what would you do if you were he? God bless you. I'm going to leave it this morning. And let's get about 3 or 4 praise reports. Amen. I'll even open it up if you want to encourage. I'll do it for everybody else. If you want to encourage the speaker this morning, the line is open to you. Amen. If you have a praise report, the line is open to you too. May the Lord bless you and keep you. The line is open to you. Anybody having a praise report and want to say anything, the line is open to you.
Bless you, Ambassador Pfeiffer here, 502 area code, just praising God and thanking God. Thank God for you, Ambassador Johnson, for such wonderful word. And I know many of us have put ourselves in that place. What will we do? And many of us have acted just like the devil, and we wondered why. But this is helping us to understand the emotions, the changes, the attitudes, the personalities, the character of the enemy, and why so many things happen. And this is why you hear when we pray in the morning time, we always repent first. The wonderful message, wonderful. Continue the job, and God bless you and bless everyone on the line. There's something we need to know, how the enemy works so that we will not fall prey to his traps. Amen. He's a deceiver. And we have been teaching on that in our Bible study. He will accuse you of anything and everything he can. But just know within yourself that you are the righteousness of God. God bless you, and I love you. Thank you.
And why don't you continue on, Ambassador Pfeiffer,
right.
And get me a rest here and get a few
God
of the
bless
praise.
You. God bless everyone on here. Praise God. If you want to just encourage our leader for such wonderful word, you may do so at this time. And you don't have to take as much time as I did, but praise God, and let's encourage him. Praise God.
Good morning.
I'm a little long-winded. Bless you. Go ahead.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Jennifer from Long Island, New York, area code 516. Awesome word from even yesterday, Dr. Johnson. And, yes, I truly thank God for what he's doing in my life, for waking me up, for allowing me to see this day. And I was able to stand before him and first with a repentant heart first, anything that's in me that he's not pleasing with, and to continue praying for his mighty glory, because it's never about us. It's all him. He used us as a vessel. He used us as a mouthpiece, and all the glory belongs to him. And I love you all with the love of Christ first, because that love, it's real. It never runs out. It never gives up. Surely it would not fail. So God bless you all, and thank you all for all. Thanks.
God bless you, Sister Jennifer. Good to hear your voice. It's always good. Praise God, and
praise
knowing
the Lord.
How God has brought
praise
you through. God bless you. Go ahead.
Praise the Lord. Yes, praise the Lord, Dr. Pfeiffer. Dr. Johnson, Lady Betty, and all the saints and Mother Johnson, I just thank and praise God for this prayer line for waking me up this morning to be a part of this wonderful, wonderful ministry that is blessing me and blessing so many others. And I thank Dr. Johnson for just hearing the Spirit of God and teaching and reminding us of the principles of God and the ways and distractions that the enemy comes. And I thank and praise God for that he continues to do what the Lord says to and makes him just a great man of God. And he has done so many great things for other people. And this particular topic is just wonderful, just to remind us, because many is the enemy is just tuning up. He's really doing some different things, but they're the same things, but he just sometimes we don't remember. And that's one of his strategies, too, is to try to get us to forget and overwhelm us. So I thank and praise God that we have to arm ourselves with the armor and put on our, you know, the gird of truth and all of those things to attack him and to be mindful that we are in an army, we are army, and that we are fighting in a war. So thank and praise God for all of you all, and continue to do the great work of God. And I love you, Dr. Johnson. Have a great and blessed day.
Love you too.
Good morning.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Mother Johnson from Minneapolis, Indiana. I enjoyed you, Dr. Johnson. That's the word. The word is, the word works. And when the devil know he can't fight you. He know he can't win. So if he come at you with a anything, and you ain't got nothing to fight with, you left behind. But I thank you, praise God, for the word you're teaching, that you're giving us, and knowing that God is able to do anything but fail. It's the word says, great is he. If you got God in you, I don't care what kind of strategy the devil come with you, come against you, he won't win. He know he won't win. He always tried to get something that had never passed him before. But I'm glad this morning that the devil will never win on me. He will never, never take control of my life. And I just thank and praise God for the
amen. God bless you. I just want to jump in here and ask, do we have any first-time callers, any first-time visitors on the line this morning? I know Ambassador Johnson had asked everyone to bring someone to the line, and we want to respect that and welcome them. Do we have any first-time callers this morning? Anyone? Amen. Is anyone on here that brought someone to the line this morning? All right. God bless you. We will continue to give God the praise and encourage our leader. Praise God. God bless you. You may go ahead.
Good morning. This is Sister Gina from Kansas, and Dr. Johnson, Ambassador, Chief Ambassador Johnson, I just want to thank God for you, for that wonderful word, this series that you're bringing us this week about what would you do if you were the adversary slash the devil. I thank God for that, to be encouraged, and I thank God for this first root prayer line. God bless you.
Amen. Bless you. Thank you. Another one. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. This is Ambassador Hagan. I just want to say thank you so much, International Ambassador, for that word. What a word. What a word. What a word. God bless you.
Amen. It's always good to hear Ambassador Hagan. God bless you and the bishop.
Good morning.
Anyone else?
Good morning.
Want to encourage our leader?
Good morning.
Go ahead.
Good morning. This is Sister Sheila, 860 from Connecticut. I truly thank the Lord this morning for allowing me to hear the word for the last two mornings. I tell you, God is so good. He's just doing great things in our lives. And Dr. Johnson, I just want to encourage you to keep on doing the work of the Lord. You are doing a fabulous job. Just keep doing what God has called you to do. God bless you, Mother Johnson, leading Lady Johnson. I love you all, everybody on this prayer line. Just keep doing what God say do. God bless you all. Have a blessed day.
Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Amen. Someone else. Jump in.
Hello. Can you guys hear me?
We can hear you. Go ahead.
Good morning. It's 816. This is Charlotte Gray. I just wanted to encourage Ambassador Johnson. That was wonderful. Appreciate you. Love you, Lady Betty. Hey, Sister Gina. Haven't heard Dr. Stern. Mother Piper Megan, her Mother Johnson, everybody in the first group, her, that's a wonderful Wednesday. Thank you for that wisdom and education and knowledge to keep on keeping on. Thank you so much. I loved it.
Amen. God bless you, Sister Charlotte. Praise God. It's good to come on with joy and laughter in your voice. Amen. We will have a couple of more. Amen. I know you have some encouragement. We have just been encouraged by the word of God. We want to be able to reciprocate that love, that joy, that blessing. Amen. When someone bless you, we want to be able to turn around and bless them and give it back. Amen. Anyone else? We don't want to leave you out. Anyone else want to encourage our leader? Praise
Let's go
God.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
This is Evangelist Palmer, and I want to say I truly enjoyed the word today. And also, I thank God for the enlightenment that the word has given me. I will share this with others, that they will be encouraged to not become so sad and just feeling weak and defeated by the enemy when he try to bring oppression after they prayed so hard and they continue to be steadfast in the word. To remember, it's not them that has the fault. It's the adversary using that as a weapon to try to pull them down, but steal their joy, because the joy of the Lord is our strength. And God has already empowered us that his strength is made greatest in our time of weakness. So thank you very much, Dr. Johnson, for the word today.
Amen, amen. God bless you. And we will be going right into our prayer request this morning. And we're just thanking God for the word, because the word comes to make us strength and to edify the body and encourage you and build you up on your most holy faith. And without the word, we will fall. We cannot stand without the word. And we're thanking God. And you need to know who the adversary is. Many times people say, Satan, the Lord rebuke you. And it's the Lord. Because why? He comes to chasten you. And we want to always hear something good. But we know that things come in different ways. So we want to be able to encourage those that encourage us with the word of God. Praise God. And when you have someone teaching you how to recognize the enemy, you need to be able to recognize how to bless and praise that report that God is sending. So at this time, we will be taking prayer requests. And if you have a prayer request, just make it known before the Lord. God bless you. We'll have the first one. We do want to put on our list today, Thomas Betts, because of the situation he's going through. We pray that all the letters have reached the prospective authorities. Mm. So we want to thank God for that and give God praise. Mm. Anyone else with a prayer request?
Good morning. This is Peterson. Oh, Chris and prayer. I lost my brother yesterday. And we pray some prayer for Shuri. She also for me. I need a miracle. My right leg and things bother me. I can't hardly walk today. And I need a miracle. Just pray for us. It's Shuri. Just pray for us.
You need a miracle. And I didn't understand the first time.
I lost my brother yesterday evening.
All right.
Pray for
God bless you. God bless you.
Lost her brother?
Yes, sir.
Did I understand you correctly, Mother Peterson? You lost your brother?
Yes, sir. Roosevelt Joy.
God, oh my God. Let's stop right now.
Amen.
I'm going to stop right now and pray for you. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We come to you most of the time just thanking you, Lord, but you said ask and it shall be given, and so I have a right to come to you on behalf of Sister Peterson. God, we feel her pain here, all the way here, but you feel it best. For you know pain. You felt it when Jesus was on the cross. Look on Sister Peterson today. Oh God, she needs your help. We've been praying for Roosevelt, but I know that he's in a better place now. Now, God, I pray that you touch this special lady. Soothe her aching heart. I pray lift her bow down here. Help us to the storm. Even as they begin to plan all of the homegoing services, she's going to need your help, Lord. Many times people don't think thoroughly when they are going through like this. They need your help. Help her, Lord. Embrace her. Help her. Lift her up. I pray that you would help her as she goes, or the persons go to the funeral site to make the plans. She needs your help there. Oh, be with her. I pray that you would just be with them on the day of the homegoing and thereafter too. Lord, I pray that you ride along with her in the car. God, be there with her. Console her. Her family, any sisters or brothers, console them. God, get out and help them into the church or wherever it's being held. Sit with her and her family as they go through this. I ask also, and I bind the enemy that will come to bring confusion among family members. Bind that devil that comes to bring anger and comes to bring all kinds of confusion. Bind him in the name of Jesus. We cast him out in Jesus' name. Look on this precious soul and bless her and lift her up in Jesus' mighty name. For the glory of God. Give her, help her to remember the good times that she had with her brother, and help her to remember what you did for him and how you brought him this far. And thank you for it in the name of Jesus. I ask this properly for the glory of God. Thank you. Amen. Back to you, Ambassador.
God bless you. God bless you. Thank you so much for that prayer. God bless you. And thank you, Peterson. We pray that all goes well with everything God has given to do concerning
you.
And we know that God has blessed because you've been praying for it. So we add on to it and join in with you. God bless you. Anyone else with a prayer?
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Jennifer. Can you please lift up the Walters family? They just lost a child. The baby was only a year old. He died about like a few days ago, and I was with the family last night. So just keep them in prayer. They don't really know what happened. I don't know if it has to do with respiratory-wise, but he was only a year old, and he passed away about 2-3 days ago.
I want to pray for him and that family also. Lord, remember the Walters family.
Remember,
Lord. In Jesus' name. I ask you about doing something for Sister Peterson. I'm asking you also to do it for the Walters family and for anyone else on this line who's lost a loved one lately. God, and we just need you to be there for them. Help them through this time of bereavement. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Give them strength. Pray that you comfort them and let them have a wonderful homegoing service. Amen. In honor of their loved one. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless
Thank you.
God bless you. Thank you so much. Amen. I just want to check and see at right now. Are there anyone others on here that know someone has lost a loved one? Anyone else?
Good morning. Good morning, Dr. Pfeiffer. Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Yes. Good morning. This is Dolores Washington, Louisiana, area code 225. I've been trying to bless you too. Been trying to get in all this week. I have lost a god sister. And her name is Gwen Gordon Brown. and she died from complications of MS for many years, and I need prayer, but thank God for Dr. Bernard with the lessons he's been teaching, and it gave me strength. On Monday morning, I couldn't get in, but just listen to him and how the enemy comes against you. And on Saturday, I had gone to credentials holders meeting out there in the area, and I was trying to take care of family property and all of that, and the Lord spoke to me to get off the interstate to go see about my god sister, and but I went to do what I had to do, and I said, well, Lord, I'm going to come back Monday. And Saturday night, that same Saturday night, she passed, and the devil was beating me up, saying you should have done what God told you to do, and he was just having a party with me. But I began to pray, and then when I got on the prayer line on Monday morning, just listening to Dr. Bernard, it really encouraged me, you know. But I thank God for you, and I want you to pray for my godparents. My godfather has dementia, and my heart goes out, and I'm getting ready to go out there now to complete the arrangements for Saturday and to do whatever they need me to do for them today. When you lift up first, third administrative, Frank Gordon and Shirley Gordon, these are my godparents, and please pray for us. The funeral is Saturday in my hometown. God bless you, and thank you so very much.
God bless you. Praise God. Praise God. Don't let the enemy whip you. Jesus was four days late getting to Lazarus. Don't let the enemy beat you up. Amen. Praise God. You made it there in due time. Praise God, and we thank you for that. Anyone else on here that has lost a loved one? Anyone else? Amen. All right. We will continue. We will take a couple of more prayer requests, and then we will close out.
Good morning.
Can you hear me, Dr. Carson?
And I received a call from Evangelist Juanita Scroggins this morning, and she asked if I would please place her on the prayer list this morning. She's going through something today, and just asked if we would call her name. God bless you.
Amen. And someone else. Go ahead.
This is Sister Lucille, and I have an unspoken request, and I want...
Evangelist Washington, in Jesus' name, touch, touch, touch that bereaved family, Lord God. In your mighty name, Lord God, look on the Gordon family. Touch everyone, Lord God. Remove any confusion, all doubt, all hurt, all sorrow in Jesus' name. Let it be a homegoing, Lord Jesus, a homegoing celebration. Glory, glory to Lord your name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for your blessings. Thank you for your miracles. Thank you for what you've already worked out in Jesus' name. Bless of God, parents, oh God. Frank Gordon, in Jesus' name, look on them, look on them, look on them, Lord God. Bless and heal, Lord. Heal the hurt, heal the wound. Close it up. You know how to close it. You're the great physician, Lord God. Then we thank you right now for sending your ministering angels to minister peace and healing and your divine will to the people of God. Bless, oh God, hallelujah, Evangelist Scroggins, right now, Lord God, look on her, look on her, look on her, Lord Jesus. Let your will be done in her life. Work out the finances. Work out the emotional distress, oh God. We rebuke all fear, all trouble, all the chaos from the home in Jesus' name. We rebuke it right now, Lord God. We hallelujah, hallelujah. We rebuke confusion in Jesus' name. We rebuke, oh God, the enemy that comes to hinder your people. Hallelujah. We rebuke, oh God, hallelujah, hallelujah. The adversary's ways, his tricks in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We thank you right now, oh God. But looking on that family, we pray right now, Lord God, that you send righteousness and temperance in the home. In Jesus' name, let there be fellowship in the relationship. In Jesus' name, cover them with your blood, oh God. And Lord God, you heard Sister Gina, hallelujah. Bless her, Lord God. Strengthen her body in your mighty name. Let her be a witness in the workplace, in the home, oh God. In the church, Lord God, in the community, Lord Jesus. Build her up, Lord God. Hallelujah. We rebuke, hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Holy Ghost. We rebuke the enemy that comes to hinder her, that comes to keep her from doing your will. We rebuke, oh God, all jealousy, all malice, all works of the enemy. We know the enemy comes to kill and steal and destroy. Hallelujah. We rebuke his ways in your mighty name. Hallelujah. Bless her right now, oh God. Hallelujah. In your mighty name, Lord Jesus. Bind the enemy, bind the enemy, bind the enemy from the Sister Lucille's family in Jesus' name. Look on her family, Lord God. Look on her aunties. Touch them right now, oh God, in Jesus' name. Look on Harry. Touch them, Lord Jesus. Right now, Sister Earlene, Sister Maddie, Lord God, touch and heal. Let salvation come into their hearts and to their minds in your mighty name. Touch and bless right now, oh God. Let your miracles, give them a blood washing in Jesus' name. A blood washing, oh God, hallelujah. Let them bow down before you and hallelujah. Let them worship you, Lord Jesus. Give them a song and a prayer in their heart in Jesus' name. Bless right now, oh God, Sister Sharla, the son that died, oh God, in the Williams family. Touch and heal, 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 Lord Jesus. Don't let their hearts be troubled. Bless, oh God, all the bereaved families this morning, everywhere in Jesus' name. Touch and deliver the Lord God. Don't let it be any malice, any hatred. Don't let it be any blame, oh God. We know the enemy comes to accuse, but we rebuke accusations this morning in Jesus' name. We rebuke fear and jealousy, oh God. In the mighty name we pray. And we thank you right now because we're releasing peace and joy, oh God. We're releasing the Holy Spirit, oh God, that it will rest, rule, and abide forevermore in Jesus' name. And each family, oh God, that has had a death in the family. And we pray right now that all the minds and hearts be at one, be in agreement, Lord God. Remove all confusion, all doubt, and all misunderstandings in Jesus' name. Look on the people of God, oh God. Let them bind together. Let them realize this is a time to pray in your name, oh God. Don't let there be any separation in the families. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Don't let it be one pull to the east and one pull to the west. But, oh, God, let them walk accordingly in Jesus' name. One mind, one faith, oh, God, in you in Jesus' name. Bless, oh, God, Douglas. Bless those that need jobs. Bless first fruits. Bless, oh God, everybody, everywhere, in Jesus' name, those that are seeking blessings, those that are seeking miracles today. Shower down on them, oh God. Shower on them, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Let them be able to shout hallelujah. Let them be able to talk about the manifest power of the Lord, how it has worked and encouraged their lives. In Jesus' name, we pray, oh God, that every family be enhanced and be moved and be revived, be restored in your mighty name. We pray for our children and pray for the youth prayer line in Jesus' name. We ask that you would cover them with your blood, oh God, as each child go to catch the bus or go to school this morning. We pray for their safety in the classrooms on their way to the school, on their way from the school. We pray right now, oh God, that everything that they eat and touch, oh God, be sanctified, purified, and every defiled thing be removed, oh God, in Jesus' name. Don't let them eat anything, oh God, that will defile the body. Don't let them speak anything that will defile the body, in Jesus' name. Cover, cover, cover right now, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless the people, those that are overseas in war, oh God. Bless those that are seeking prayer, Lord Jesus. Bless those that need prayer, want to go to church and can't go to church. Bless the people behind the iron curtains, oh God. In Jesus' name, those on the blog line, on the prayer line, Lord Jesus. Look on your people everywhere, oh God. Send a miracle this day. Bind us together in love. We cast out all fear. We bind every hindrance the enemy comes to block your blessings, oh God. Every hindrance in Jesus' name. We release your peace, oh God. We release your joy in Jesus' name. We walk in authority in your word and in your will. And we thank you, Lord God, for being our shepherd. We thank you, Lord God, for being God Almighty. We ask that you're blessing the sick room, in the courtroom today, in the home, oh God. Blessing the church, Lord Jesus. Let your people, your ministers, your pastors, your elders, your evangelists, your preachers and teachers, oh God, let them rise up, Lord God, and let them preach holiness and true holiness in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Let your word be spread throughout the nation, oh God. Hallelujah. We anoint this prayer line today in Jesus' name, that we walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. Hallelujah. We humble ourselves before you, oh God, and we lift up every person on this prayer line, every home, oh God. We ask for your anointing this day. Bless and shower down the miracles, and we will give you the praise, the honor, in Jesus' name. And we thank you right now, oh God. We thank you for your love. Thank you for your blessings. We thank you already for your miracles. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. God bless you. Back in your hands, Dr. Johnson. Thank you.
God bless you. God bless you.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
God for all of you around today.
Glory, glory.
Glory to God.
That's all of you.
Hallelujah.
Amen. We're out of time here, and we're going to dismiss you today. Ask God to bless all of you during the day. Keep your praises going. Don't forget the blog line tonight at 9 o'clock on the Central Time, 9 o'clock. Dial that number 646-595-2035. 646-595-2035. God bless all of you. May something wonderful happen to you today. Praying the same thing for myself. Amen. God bless you in a special way. Go with God. He'll go with you. I have a feeling it's going to be all right no matter what you're going through. It's going to be all right.
Yes,
Lord. A wonderful day.